A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Matthew. Jesus said to the chief priests and the elders of the people, "What is your opinion? A man had two sons. He came to the first and said, 'Son, go out and work in the vineyard today.' The son said in reply, 'I will not.' But afterwards he changed his mind and he went. The man came to the other son and gave the same order. He said in reply, 'Yes, sir,' but did not go. Which of the two did his father's will?" They answered, "The first." Jesus said to them, "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John came to you in the way of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did believe. Yet even when you saw that, you did not later change your minds and believe him." The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. A number of years ago, when I was first studying Spanish, I came across the phrase, como no. I thought of it literally first, according to its literal meaning. It was to mean como, like, no, as though an emphatic no. But I was soon to discover that it means quite the opposite of como no, like no. It's como no, yes, certainly, for sure. I found it very common among the campesinos that I worked with in Central America, especially something that I, a priest, was saying to them. Si, padre, como no. The problem was that they would use it with great enthusiasm, even when they knew they didn't really mean yes. For example, one time I remember, the first time, I was fixing a time and a place for an important meeting of a small Christian community, Comunidad de Base. So I say to them, about eight people, "Can you make it to the meeting at 7 o'clock tomorrow night?" And they shook their heads, "Yes." "Si, padre, como no?" And I said, "And in the church at 7 o'clock, si, padre, como no?" What I found out later, to my consternation, was that they were responding more to what I wanted and wouldn't be disrespectful, which saying no would mean to them. Si, padre, when they knew they couldn't make the meeting. They would do this often. Rather than the truth, they'd respond with the answer I wanted to hear. Si, padrecito, como no? Along with some of my gringo friends, I began to call this como noismo, como noism. And I'd have to interpret or clarify if it meant the truth or what they thought would please me. Como noismo. Well, when I read the response of the second son in this gospel reading today, when he was asked if he would go to the vineyard, and he responded, "Certainly, sir." He added a formality that seems to emphasize his response, "Yes, sir, certainly, sir." But he did not go. And Jesus immediately asked, "Which of these two did his father's will?" And they answered quickly, "The first." And then Jesus gives the further point he wanted to make to these chief priests and elders. "Amen, I say to you, tax collectors and prostitutes are entering the kingdom of God before you. When John the Baptist came to show you the path of righteousness, you did not believe him. But tax collectors and prostitutes did. And even when you witnessed this," Jesus said, "you did not repent and change your minds. and come to believe in John. The whole parable is about the refusal of the chief priests to recognize John as a messenger from God. They were prideful. They felt neither the desire nor the need to change. They had said they would obey God and follow his ways, follow the law no matter what, but they did not. The tax collectors and prostitutes are those who apparently said they would go their own way and disregard the law, and then recognize that John the Baptist is a messenger, a prophet of God. So Jesus is saying that the more important thing is the end result, the yes to God's invitation. Yet the response of each child leaves something to be desired. Both are imperfect and seem to be conniving in a selfish way. I think it's not unlike the terrible situation we have these days in the Congress of the United States in Washington. The worst way to run a government. One side says, no, 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 it's impossible. But in the end it says, well, okay. It compromises its conscience and signs a bill. And Jesus would say, if you mean yes, say yes. If you mean no, say no. Also, God presents his truth in numerous ways. When you recognize the truth of God, follow that way. The scripture scholar Diane Bergant claims that it is ultimately the struggle of obedience or disobedience. At times we are willing to conform to regulation. Regulation from the outside. At times we are not. Even in this we are not consistent. Those who are fundamentally righteous have sometimes fallen from grace. And people considered evil to the core have been known to reform their lives. Finally, in some situations, for example, we promise to be submissive, but then do not carry through with our promise. In other situations, we refuse to comply, but later we change our minds and do what we have been asked to do. What ultimately count are not the promises one makes, but the actions one takes. What ultimately count are not the promises one makes, but the actions one takes.